我们知道神做事情的方法很多时候是跟人不一样的。
We know that the way that God does things is oftentimes different from that of men.
尤其是在属灵的事上。
Especially in those spiritual matters.
比如说以人来说的话一个公司要拣选要招募员工一定是招募全世界最优秀的人来为他做事。
For example, if a company is looking to hire someone, it would find a most qualified candidate.
可是神的原则却不一样。
But the principle of God is different.
他往往是拣选全世界的人都认为这个人是最没有才华的。这个人简直是世界上的废物的这种人来为他做事情。
He would find the one that the world thinks is the most disqualified to do the job.
所以主耶稣当时要拣选门徒呢，也不是到学校里头去找他的门徒
When Jesus was choosing his disciples, he did not go to the school to look for his disciples.
也不是去一个大卖场举办一个招人才的展览会来找一些人才。
He did not go out and set up an event to recruit people.
相反的，他跑到海边去找一些渔夫来帮他做事情。
On the contrary, he went to the lakeside to recruit these fishermen.
请问我们就是当老板的话，我们会不会去海边找渔夫来为我们做事？
The question is, if we were the boss, would we look for fishermen to be our workers?
所以我们说，主耶稣神在做事情往往跟我们人的方法不一样。
That's why we often say that our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, often do things different.
当主耶稣到海边去找这些渔夫来当他的门徒来继续他的事业以后
When Jesus went to the seaside to look for these fishermen to continue his work
主耶稣经常用他们所熟悉捕鱼的动作捕鱼的方式来教导他们怎么去为他传福音
He many times used what they're familiar with which is about the way they fish to teach them how to preach the gospel
好，我们请看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
好，对不起，请看马太福音。
Sorry, let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章的十八节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 18.
第四章十八节。
Chapter 4 verse 18.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄两人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。十九节。
19。
那耶稣就对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”说这些人是捕鱼的。
So these people were fishermen.
那主耶稣就到海边去专门到海边去找他们呢。
And Jesus especially went by the seaside to look for them.
主要是并不是说去海边散步散心刚刚碰上这些人跟他们对话以后原来发现这些人也是很有潜力的虽然他们是渔夫
It wasn't that Jesus happened to take a stroll by the sea and then he noticed these people had potential
不是主要是就跑到海边是刻意的到海边找这些渔夫的
That wasn't the case and what he did was deliberate he walked by the seaside to look for them
主要是就呼召他们来跟随他
So the Lord Jesus called them to follow him
那主就说我要叫你们得人如得鱼
And he said I will make you fishes of men
不是说得人如得钻石
It's not saying that that you become the fishes of men like the fishes of diamonds
那主就解释说我要叫你们得人如得钻石那他们可能听不懂因为他们从来没有看过钻石
If he were to say that, they would not understand because they probably have not seen diamonds before.
但是他们知道鱼是什么一回事
But they knew what fishes or the catching of fishes.
所以就说我要叫你们得人就很多的人也要跟随你们呢。
That's why he said, "I want to make you fishes of men." That means people would follow you.
那些人呢，就像鱼那么多。
And they are just as many as the fishes.
因为他们是捕鱼的。
Because they were fishermen.
So they know the fishing
skills. They knew the way to catch fish.
他们知道在这一生当中捕鱼啊，从头到尾要做出哪些事情。
They knew that the whole process from the beginning to the end, what they would need to do.
所以四福音书里头的作者啊，就把这个捕鱼的每个细节啊，很详细的就记录在四福音书里头。
So the authors of the four gospels recorded the way of how to catch fish.Very detailedly in these gospels.
那这些就是当时主耶稣在指导他们要得人的一些最高指导原则。
And these are the same principles that our Lord Jesus Christ was teaching them about how to be fishers of men.
也是他们能够听得懂的。
It is also something they were able to understand.
要作为我们今天在传福音的一些学习的方法。
And these are also the ways that we need to learn about in preaching the gospel.
啊，所以我现在介绍啊，这个第一个啊。
So we'd like to introduce the first one.
那就是舍网，把网舍掉。
That is, we need to cast our net.
那第二个叫洗网，要洗网，要网会脏，要洗一洗啊。
The second is, we need to wash the net because it would get dirty.
那第三个是补网，网会破了，所以要需要补修补。
The third is, we need to mend the net because it would be broken.
那第四个是撒网。
The fourth is to cast the net.
撒网以后就叫收网，把网呢收回来。
And that is we need to collect back the net.
那收网就是为了捕鱼啊，因为很多的鱼啊会跑到网里头的。
Because a lot of fishes would get into the net.
那我们现在谈舍网。
So the first is to cast the net.
那请继续看马太福音第四章。
Let's continue to read Matthew chapter 4.
二十节。
Verse 20.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
They immediately left their nets and followed him.
要捕鱼怎么要舍网呢？
So why would we need to leave our nets if we were to catch?
那主耶稣告诉他们说，你们要得人如得鱼呀。
Because the Lord Jesus told them that they would be fishers of men.
这主耶稣应该是告诉他们说，不要忘记带你的网，要把你的网随身带在身边哦。
So the Lord Jesus would have said something like, you need to bring your nets with you.
所以第一个动作啊，要得人如得鱼的第一个动作就是舍网。
But that first action they were to do was to leave the nets.
好像我们说要请这个员工啊。
Just like how when we are about to hire someone.
要请这个电脑的技术人才。
We are hiring someone who is good with computers.
那找好了以后就告诉他们。
And when we had a look of found them, we told them.
你赶快回家，把你所有的电脑的数据啊，全部丢掉。
Go home and throw away all your computer equipment.
那这个人呢，会说你这个老板是不是有问题呀？
Then this person will likely say to you, boss, is there something wrong with you?
怎么会把我的谋生工具丢了呢？
Why would I throw away the things that allow me to earn a living?
那我们刚刚说啊，神的方法是很奇特的。
We mentioned earlier that God's way is very unique.
要跟说耶稣要传福音的话，就是要把我们谋生的工具丢掉。
If we were to follow our Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel, we need to leave all of our ways of making a living.
把我们的资源都丢掉。
To throw away all our resources.
就是要专心依靠他，专心依靠主啊。
We need to wholeheartedly rely on the Lord.
当然，我们资源很多的话。
If we have a lot of resources.
比如说，我们举办一个布道会啊。
For example, if we hold an evangelical service,
我们可以用很多的资源呢。
We can use a lot of our resources.
我们可以有钱的话，在电视上做广告啊。
If we have a lot of money, we could put on commercials on TV.
但在没有钱的话，在收音机做广告啊。
If we have more money, we can also put on radio commercials.
在没钱的话，在报纸上登广告。
Or even if we don't have that much money, we can do a newspaper commercial.
在没钱的话，自己举办园游会。
If we really don't have that much money even, we can have our picnics.
举办的教会的音乐会。
Or of church picnics.
好，那有人来听呢。
And when people come,
大家因为在检讨。
And we will evaluate.
我感谢主啊，就是因为我们举办啊，这个音乐会就是我们举办啊，我们有去登广告。
We would say thank God because we have all these carnivals or picnics or that we have these commercials.
哇，那个世界日报哈，广告很有用啊。
That the for example a newspaper called a World News, it's very effective.
啊，某个电台的这个收音机啊，某个频道哇，很有用。
Or for example a certain radio station or some kind of TV station is very effective.
下次再继续登。
then we need to do that again next time.
好，那神的名摆在哪里？神的荣耀摆在哪里？
Then where is the glory of God, or where is the Spirit of God?
我们是因着主耶稣的能力吸引他们来，还是以我们的资源吸引他们来的？
Is it our Lord Jesus Christ or His power that attract these people, or is it our resources?
分不清啊。
We can't even distinguish.
可是神的方法就是把所有的资源都丢掉，依靠他。
But the method of God is that we would put aside all these resources to rely on Him.
我们可以说大家啊，一起来祷告。
We can say that we all come together to pray.
大家都安静。
And we all quiet ourselves.
全部的心灵都依靠主。
And that we all rely on the Lord together.
谦卑的悔改。
That we repent humbly.
我们什么方法都没用。
And we don't really rely on these methods.
我们只承认主的方法。
We only acknowledge the methods of God.
主啊，今天我就只剩下你了。
Lord, today I only have you left.
我别无选择了。
I do not have any other ways.
那个时候，主就被我们打动了。
And that's the time when our Lord Jesus Christ will move.
主他一定帮助我们的。
He will help us.
他会感到更多的人来，甚至于神的启示的显明。
He will move more people to come. And that miracles would happen.
就当时为什么这些门徒他们舍得网啊？
And this is how the disciples at the time left the nets.
这是很让人不可思议的事情。
That is what they did was hard to imagine.
啊，当时保罗哈，他本来就是扫罗了。
We know that Paul, who was Saul at the time,
他本来是逼迫基督徒的。
He was someone who persecuted Christ and the followers.
后来神呼召他以后。
But later on, God called him.
他就真的来跟随主耶稣啊。
He truly then learned to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道他本来是很有学问的。
We know that he was very knowledgeable.
他从小就是在犹太教的那种环境之下长大的。
Ever since he was young, he grew up under the religious environment.
他是个深根蒂固的犹太人呢。
He was a Jew, really by every aspect.
他的朋友也是一样。
And his friends were the same.
所以他当时也有很多的朋友，也有很多的学生，他有学生，他的门徒啊。
And there were a lot of friends of his, and also even people who wanted to learn from him.
啊，现在他丢弃犹太教。
But then he forsook his religion.
他要改信主耶稣啊。
He wanted to believe in the Lord Jesus instead.
他很想为主耶稣来传福音。
He really wanted to preach the gospel for Jesus.
但是他有很多的朋友啊。
But he had a lot of friends.
这些朋友是犹太教，也是跟他一样，以前是深根蒂固的犹太教的人。
And these are very hardcore Jews that he knew from before.
他们对摩西律法非常熟悉，也愿意按照摩西律法所说的去行。
They were very familiar with the Mosaic Law and wanted to keep following the Mosaic Law.
甚至他们认为这个犹太教这个摩西律法不能够放弃呀。
They even thought that the Mosaic Law could never be forsaken.
因为这是我们几千年来的传统啊。
Because this is our tradition for thousands of years.
这些放弃的话，就表示我们对不起我们的祖先呢。
If we forsake these, then we are falling short of our ancestors.
那些是他的朋友。
These were his friends.
他的保罗，他现在是信主啊。
And now Paul came to believe in Christ.
神怎么去造就他，改变他？
How did God change him and also edify him?
神就制造一些环境，让保罗把这些资源呢全部切断了。
God created some environment or situation to cause him to give up all these resources.
最后没办法，他自己一个人呢，回到他的故乡大树。
At the end, he had no other way but to enter, to return back to his hometown, Tarsus.
啊，感谢主啊，当时没有手机啊。
And thank God there was no cell phone at the time.
不然呢，三不五时啊，有时候这些朋友会 text 给他，再告诉他，你不能放弃犹太教啊，怎么样？人家不要放弃我们祖宗啊，不要离弃我们祖宗啊。
Otherwise, these friends of his would text him or tell him not to give up Judaism.And also the tradition of their ancestors.
还是天天在视频呢、啊。
And it's as if he's being told that every day.
假如是在这种环境之下继续来完成他要服侍之路的话，他就不可能写出以后的罗马的书信，这个在新约书信十三篇呢、啊，是他所写的书信，这不可能完成的。
If that were to continue, he probably would not have been able to write Romans. And in total, 13 books in the New Testament.
所以神就是把保罗所有的资源呢全部切断。
So God cut off all the resources that Paul had.
切断又让他自己独立，自己一个人面对神。
After these resources were cut off, then he had to face God himself.
自己一个人面对主耶稣啊。
He had to face God by himself.
看看主耶稣怎么跟他启示。
To see how our Lord Jesus revealed to him.
所以有些时候我们要一样啊，我们在帮助信徒的时候，帮助弟兄姐妹的时候。
Sometimes when we help our brothers and sisters,
我们不需要给他太多的意见。
We don't need to give too many opinions.
我们反而要帮助他自己一个人这样面对神。
We need to actually help them to face God himself.
因为神的方法最好。
Because God's method is the best.
我的方法不比耶稣的方法好。
My method may not be better.
所以你要自己去祷告，自己去面对主耶稣啊。
So you have to face the Lord Jesus by praying to him yourself.
主耶稣会指引你的道路。
And the Lord Jesus will guide your way.
他会给你一个方法。
And he will give you a way.
他会给你出路。
He will give you a way out.
我们人是有限的。
We are limited as men.
所以为什么他们要舍网？
That's why they had to cast or leave their nets.
就是能够专心依靠主啊，他们要单独面对神。
It is so that they can actually face God and learn to rely on God only.
所以这是一个很重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
我们在做教会的事情啊，不是外面的机关啊。
When we serve in the church, it is not the same as the organization outside.
这是个属灵的团队，这是个属灵的事业。
This is a spiritual body. This is a spiritual entity.
是主耶稣在这里掌权。
It is our Lord Jesus who manages here.
所以一定要用他的方法。
So we have to use his way.
第一个方法就是要舍网。
The first way is to leave our nets.
不要用我们自己的方法。
Not to use our own methods.
要能够专心依靠主。
But to rely on the Lord wholeheartedly.
求神的能力在这里彰显。
And that we would pray for the power of God to be exhibited here.
很自然的，有很多人会来跟随主的。
Very naturally, many follow Jesus.
我看早期的信徒啊，他们生病了，家庭又困难。
We have seen how our early believers, when they had illnesses or had difficulties,
他们来教会祷告。
They would come to church to pray.
祷告又真的有功效啊。
And then, really, the prayers were effective.
那他们就来信主了。
So that they became believers.
所以这是得人如得鱼的第一个方法。
This is the first method to be the fishes.
那第二个
，the second.
我们请看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 5.
路加福音第五章的第二节。
Luke chapter 5 verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
他看见有两只船弯在湖边，打鱼的人却远离开船，洗网去了。
And saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets.
所以他们就暂时休息呀。
They were temporarily resting.
他们就离开船，就洗网了。
They left the boats to go wash the nets.
所以当时他们不在船上，是在海边就洗网。
They were not on the boat at the time, but by the lakeside.
洗网是一个重要的步骤。
Washing nets is actually an important step.
因为平常在捕鱼当中这个网会不但是会捕到鱼也会捕到很多这个污秽这个杂质。
Because in the fishing process, they would collect these filthy things.
可能也会捕到一些木头不是鱼
Perhaps there would be wood pieces that are caught in the net.
会捕到很多的丢弃物
Or a lot of trash that get entangled.
那他们要洗网。
Now they had to wash their nets.
洗网的目的叫做清除这些障碍物。
To wash the nets means that they have to get rid of all these things.
当然，网怎么可能有木头
And why is it that the net would have wood pieces?
所以必须很自然的就要把这些障碍物这些木头拿掉。
So if they found these wood pieces, they would naturally take away them.
我们也是一样，要清除很多的障碍物。
So in the same way, we have to get rid of all these unnecessary or unneeded things.
因为这一条信仰的路程一定会有很多障碍物的。
Because in our walk of faith, there are all these unneeded things.
所以我们要为那些真正要追求信仰的人嘛，来清除障碍物。
And as those who truly are pursuing the faith, we need to get rid of all these obstacles.
那请看《生命记》十九章第三节。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 19.
生命记十九章第三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 3.
第三节。
19 verse 3.
十九章第三节
，19 verse 3，
要将主你神使你承受为业的地方分为三段啊，要说预备道路，使误杀人的都可以逃到那里去啊，这是神设立逃城的一个原则。
This is the principle of God establishing these cities of refuge.
啊，这个逃城就是使误杀人，他不是有心杀人的人呐、啊，可以逃到逃城里头去。
There are people who kill other by mistake, so then they can actually seek refuge here.
可是在逃的当中啊，这个路上可能会有很多障碍物啊。
But there could be a lot of obstacle on the way to these cities.
可能有那些嘛死去的尸体啊，动物的尸体啊。
Perhaps there are dead bodies of men or of animals.
啊，有很多的树啊，因为风吹啊，就倒了，就横在马路上啊。
There could be trees that fell because of the great wind.
那在逃跑当中，后面的这些想要报复的人呢，可能一直追赶他。
And while they were going to these cities, they could be pursued.
在逃到逃城以前呢，这段路还不算是很安全呢。
And that a way to the cities of refuge would not be considered safe.
那万一啊，路上有障碍物时，这个人啊，半途上摔倒的话，他很快就会被那个报复的人呢。
If they fell because of these obstacles, then they would be potentially caught.
所以必须要清除障碍物，使他能够很顺利的跑到逃城。
So they had to prepare the roads for themselves so that they would very smoothly seek refuge in this city.
所以必须要预备道路，清除干净。
That's why they have to prepare roads.
我们当然大家都很想传福音。
We all would like to preach the gospel.
但是呢，我们在生活上可能很多事情呢，会成为这些想追求耶稣基督的人呢的一种障碍物。
But there may be a lot of things in our lives that could be the obstacles in us pursuing this life for our Lord Jesus Christ.
那因为有很多障碍物啊，那障碍物又很大。
Because there are so many obstacles, and they could be great obstacles.
就把目标挡住了，就看不见了。
They would even block our goals.
好像有些时候我们开着不小心呢，前面有一个 stop sign， 我们看不清楚啊，因为被树挡住了。
Just like how when we're driving, sometimes we may not see a stop sign because it's blocked by a big tree.
结果我们也没有准备要停啊。
So we did not prepare to stop.
要继续开过去。
We just continued to drive.
因为我们看不见呢。
Because we didn't see the stop sign.
警察刚好在后边。
And then incidentally, there is a police behind us.
被逮个正着。
So then we were caught.
那我们不能说，因为我看不见呢、啊，哎，就没罪。
So we may say that we didn't see. So does that mean we are we are faultless?
所以我们必须要把那个障碍物、那个树遮挡，那棵树啊，就砍那些树就砍了。
So that those trees that are blocking the sign should really be trimmed.
那砍了以后，使大家能够看得清楚啊。
So that then everyone would be able to see the sign.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Let's refer to Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十七章
，Isaiah chapter 57，
五十七章十四节
，Chapter 57 verse 14，
十四节
，Verse 14，
五十七章十四节
，Chapter 57 verse 14，
神说：“你们修筑修筑预备道路，将绊脚石从我百姓的路中啊除掉。”
And one shall say, heap it up, heap it up. Prepare the way, take the stumbling block out of the way of my people.
好，十五节。
15。
因为，就是为什么呢？因为那至高至上、永远长存、名为圣者的如此说：我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也要使痛悔人的心苏醒。所以很多人想要悔改。
So a lot of people may want to repent.
很多人想要追求神啊。
A lot of people may want to seek after God.
因为他们觉得 还是要追求神。
Because they feel that it is good to seek after him.
他们知道以前他们做错了。
They know what they have done in the past were wrong.
现在要回头。
Now they wanted to return.
现在回头要怎么办呢？
Now, what shall they do if they want to return?
这条路上可能有很多的障碍物啊。
There might be some stumbling blocks on the way.
神就说要预备道路啊，将绊脚石从百姓的路上清除掉。
That's why the Lord said, "Prepare the way and need to take all these stumbling blocks out of the way."
所以圣经也说，我们要不要把这个绊脚石啊放在信徒的面前呢？
So the Bible tells us that we are not to put these stumbling blocks in front of our members.
但是有些时候，其实我们不是故意的。
Sometimes, we may have done that without an intention.
但是我们所说的、所做的，可能会成为信徒的绊脚石。
But what we have done or what we have said may become the stumbling blocks.
虽然我们不是故意的。
Even if we were not doing so intentionally.
但是不能说不是故意的就没罪呀。
But we can't say that because we didn't do it intentionally, we're sinless.
因为绊倒的事情是难免的。
Because it is unavoidable for us to stumble others.
因为圣经已经告诉我们是难免的，这每个人每天呢可能会犯了一样的错误。
Since the Bible says that is unavoidable, it's possible that we have committed that wrong.
所以我们就经常来省思，经常的检讨自己。
Therefore, what we should do is to often evaluate ourselves.
大家请看六十二章第十节。
Let's also refer to chapter 62, verse 10.
六十二章的第十节
，Chapter 62, verse 10。
你们当从门经过啊，预备百姓的路，修筑大道，剪去石头，为万民竖立大旗。
Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people. Build up the highway. Take out the stones, lift up the banner for the peoples.
所以要去除障碍物啊，这个大旗竖立以后，大家才能够看得清楚啊。
We need to take away these obstacles and also lift up the banner so that everyone could see.
我们知道弟兄姐妹相处，当然有些时候会产生误会啊，会有一些冲突矛盾。
There will be times in our interaction with each other that we may get into some conflicts.
越是走得越近啊，越是会冲突矛盾。
The closer we are.To each other, the easier it is for us to get into conflicts.
假如走得很远的，大家相安无事。
If we really keep our distance, it's probably easy for us not to get into one.
你不相信的话，大家聚会都不要聊天了，说拜拜平安，好就走了，大家都回家了，不说话也不沟通。
You can try it if you just come to service and never talk to each other and just go home right after.
回家又也不需要打电话给谁。
And then you don't actually call up anybody in the church after you get home.
也不需要联络什么事情。
You don't have to communicate about anything.
大家说当然是路人一样不认识的。
You just treat each other as strangers.
这样子的话，保证大家不会有什么误会，不会有什么冲突。
I can probably guarantee you that we would not get into any kind of conflicts this way.
但是我们就像一家的人
But we're like one family.
我们等一下还要吃饭，他坐在那里，大家一起聊天呢。
We stay behind and we continue to converse with each other.
甚至我们无所不聊，好像是一家的人，比一家的人更亲近呢。
We may even just talk about everything and even closer than real family members.
好的，我都把我的心掏出来给你呢。
And we pour out our heart to each other.
那一种情况之下，越是会产生矛盾。
And in those kind of situation.The easier it is to get into conflicts.
所以有些时候会产生冲突啊。
So sometimes we will encounter conflicts.
在这种情况之下怎么办？
Under this kind of circumstance or situation, what should we do?
好，请看马太福音。
Let's refer to Matthew.
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
十八章十五节。
Chapter 18, verse 15.
马太福音十八章十五节。
Matthew 18, verse 15.
十五节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你你就要趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄，得人就得了你的弟兄。
It says here that moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. So this gaining is just like the being the fish is a man.
所以矛盾冲突的时候，必须要去面对它，不能够逃避呀。
When we have conflicts, we cannot run away. We have to face it.
要 confront， 要去 面对的。
We need to really confront it and face it.
但是怎么去面对呢？就是要利用神所给我们的智慧。
And how we do that is to use the wisdom that God has given us.
你看这个弟兄啊，如果说你的弟兄得罪你，就是against you，就是有心好像是针对你而来的。
It says here, if your brother sins against you, so it is as if this person is intentionally doing it.
这个不是说自己想的。
It is not what you think it is.
因为他是你，就是有个特定的目标，说你。
It says that you are the object of what the brother is against.
这可能让你受到伤害。
It may cause you harm.
那怎么办呢？
What shall we do?
就告诉他。
We go and tell him.
所以这里说，假如他听得到得论弟兄。
And if he hears you, you have gained your brother.
那么第二个主耶稣也告诉我们哈，我们啊不要乱丢石头了。
The second is that our Lord Jesus told us not to cast stones.
哦，当时主耶稣不是很多啊，有些法利赛人抓到一个正在行淫的妇人。
There were some Pharisees who caught a woman who was in the act of adultery and brought her to the presence of our Lord. Perhaps there were many who followed to see what would happen. And in many people's perspective, this woman is detestable. How can she be an adulterous woman against her husband? And they knew what the Mosaic law said about such situations. They, on the way to see our Lord Jesus Christ, collected a stone. If someone were to say, cast stones onto her, then they already have these stones.
说这些人已经准备要丢石头了。
These people were ready to cast stones.
就看主耶稣怎么说。
And they were waiting for the Lord Jesus to see what he would say.
结果连主耶稣都没有责备他。
But the Lord Jesus did not rebuke her.
那主耶稣为什么没有责备他呢？
Why did the Lord Jesus not rebuke her?
主耶稣的意思就是说，你们这些人也不会比他好啊。
The Lord Jesus' point is that you're no better.
所以你认为比他好的话，可以先丢石头。
If you think you're better than her, then you can cast the first stone.
结果没有人敢丢啊。
So nobody dared to cast the stone. Everyone walked away. They all put down their stones. This is telling us that we should not judge each other. The Bible tells us that we cannot murmur against each other. On the contrary, we need to have a sympathizing heart.We need to remove all these obstacles and stumbling objects.
不要论断，不要埋怨。
We should not judge and should not murmur.
内心反而充满感激对方啊。
In our hearts, instead, we need to be thankful to the others.
不管你说怎么样，你的存在对我来讲是很重要的。
It doesn't matter what it is, but the presence of the others are important to us.
好像夫妻嘛，不管好不好啊，总是作伴嘛，有时候哎呀。做伴了也好啊。
Between the husband and wife, even if they have some conflict, but then they are actually companions to each other.
所以我们一定要找到这个人存在的目的是什么。
We need to find the reason for this person to be around us.
要找到我们存在的目的是什么。
We need to find the reason why we exist.
这样子我们就能够互相欣赏，互相感恩。
Then we can truly mutually admire each other and be thankful for each other.
我们就不会成为别人的障碍物。
And we would not then be a stumbling block to others.
那第三个,
the third,
捕网,
is to mend the nets.
请看马太福音第四章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
从那里往前走，又看见弟兄两人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网啊。耶稣就招呼他们。马太福音第四章的二十一节，前面提到捕网。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 21 mentioned about mending the nets.
那网用久了，当然自然会破。
After the nets had been used for some time, it would be broken.
那捕网的目的啊，就是堵住破口了。
And mending the nets means that these broken sections would be put together.
那避免捕到了鱼呢，又被流失的。
This is to prevent from fishes that were caught being let out.
补网就是因为有破洞。
And to mend means that there is some broken parts.
那这个破洞是什么意思呢？
And what do these broken parts mean?
我们请看诗篇。
Let's refer to Psalms.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalm 106。
诗篇一百零六篇二十三节。
Psalm 106 verse 23。
一百零六篇二十三节。
106 verse 23。
所以他说，这个他就指着说啊，神说要灭绝他们。若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，这个当中原文啊，做破口，就假如没有摩西站在破口的话，使神的怒气转向，恐怕他这神就要灭绝这些以色列百姓的。
Therefore, he, referring to God, said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
所以当时摩西站在破口，这个破口就是指着以色列百姓犯罪。
Moses stood in the breach, which is the sin of the people.
这摩西就为他们代祷啊。
So Moses interceded on their behalf.
那就感动神的心啊，神就转意，就不灭绝这些以色列百姓。
And moved God and turned away his wrath so that he did not destroy them at the end.
所以代祷就对我们基督徒来说是一个很重要的功课。
Intercession is a very important lesson for us Christians.
因为为自己祷告是比较容易的。
It is easier for us to pray for ourselves.
因为是自己切身的问题啊。
Because it is our issues.
可是为别人祷告呢，就比较难。
But it is more difficult to pray for others.
啊，比如说弟兄姐妹生病呢。
For example, a brother or sisters may be ill.
那是他生病呢。
But it is them who is ill.
那他的太太、他的先生也痛苦啊。
So,
因为要照顾他。
The wife or maybe the family members would experience the pain and suffering.
那我们不是他的家人呢。
But we're not the family members.
那顶多是打个电话去问个安。
At the most, we may just call and see how they're doing.
所以他们的家人是他们家庭啊，跟我们事实上也是没有什么相关联的。
We feel that it is their family matters. It doesn't have anything to do with me.
所以真正要为别人祷告就比较困难。
Therefore, it is harder to pray for others.
有些时候记得，有时候有些时候又忘记。
Sometimes we may remember, or sometimes we may forget.
但是圣经的原则就是要我们去帮助那些人呢。
But the principle of the Bible is that we would help these kind of people.
所以神让其他的人生病，神让其他的人家庭有问题。
When God caused other people to be ill or their families to have issues,
其实也是要让我们有一个学习的功课，也是要考验我们。
It is actually to also test us and to have us learn.
因为我们都是一体的。
Because we are of one body.
所以我们要学习这个功课。
This is a lesson we need to learn.
要经常补网，补住破口啊。
We need to mend the nets so that it would not be broken.
只要没有补住破口的话，神他也觉得很好奇啊，这怎么没有人呢？
If we do not mend the net, God would be curious as to why there is no one.
好，请看以西结书。
Let's refer to Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 22 章。
Ezekiel chapter 22.
Ezekiel 22章的三十节。
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
Ezekiel 22章三十节。
Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这个国，却找不着一个人。
So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it, but I found no one.
所以当我们发现了破口的时候，
When we find a gap,
第一个我们要站出来，
We need to stand up.
像摩西一样很勇敢地站出来，
Just like Moses who stood up with a bravery.
要补住这个破口啊，
In order to mend the breach.
我们知道破口在哪里。
We know where the gap is.
所以我们要把它堵住。
We need to stop this gap.
就神啊，不灭绝这个国。
So that God would not destroy the nation.
就神啊，不灭绝这个人。
So that God would not destroy this person.
就神不灭绝这个家庭。
So that God would not destroy this family.
不管是他的家庭还是我们自己的家庭。
Regardless if it is their family or our family. If we don't help others, they would not help us in return. We know this very important concept. If we do not stop this breach, God would destroy the nation, or this person, or this family. Therefore, the lesson of intercession becomes a very serious one. Because it would affect the blissfulness of our entire family. If we can intercede for others, then God would listen to the prayer of others. If we look at how Job were in such a difficult situation, he had lost everything. He lost his home. He lost his children. And he was ill himself. He lost all his possessions. He had no servants. He was left alone. And his wife left him. And God told him to pray for his friends. He didn't say to God, I have all these problems, and you should help me first. I am in such pain and suffering. I am the one that people should pray for. He listened to God instead and prayed for his three friends. So then God turned him from his situation. So the key in how God turned him back is when he prayed for his friends and not his acknowledgement of God. But that he heeded what God told him. This is actually a very impossible lesson. But he believed in God. He submitted to God and pray for his friends. So God turned his family situation back to a blissful one. So I
said, the key of happiness is
That's why I mentioned that a blissfulness is about whether we can intercede for others. We need to mend the nets.
第四个,
the fourth,
就撒网,
which is to cast a net.
我们圣经读过了，我们就不需要再读撒网。
We have already read the passage.
这个网呢是神所预备的。
The net is prepared by God. We need to cast out the net that has been prepared by God. Casting net is just like putting out seeds. If we do not put out the net, we would not be able to catch any fish.
So, 圣经经常提到这个撒网跟收获的比喻。
The Bible often talked about the analogy or parables of casting out nets or sowing seeds or gathering harvest. Our daily lives is about actually sowing seeds. It is to prepare for the harvest tomorrow. Because under the heaven, there is no such thing as a reward that we did not labor for.
但是啊，我们属于叫做农耕农耕，这个没有痛苦的话，你就不会有收获啊。But if we do not work hard today,
we would not have any harvest tomorrow.
但是这个种子呢，哎，不是我们自己的种子呢。The
seeds are not our seeds.
这个种子是神所预备的种子。These
seeds were prepared by God.
好，我们请看哥林多后书第九章。Let's
turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章第十节
2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 10
第十那九章第十节
Chapter 9 verse 10
那是种子给撒种的是粮食给人吃的必多多加给你们种地的种子又增添你们仁义的果子
Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness.
所以我们不要忘记要使用神所赐的网。
We cannot forget that we have to use the net prepared by God.
也不要忘记撒神所赐的种子。
And also not forget to sow the seeds prepared by God.
所以我们每天啊，都在做撒种的工作。
Every day, we are doing the work of sowing the seeds.
这是为了明天的收获。
This is for tomorrow's harvest.
因此我们有一个多做一里路的精神呢。
We have to have this mentality of going the extra mile.
好像主耶稣告诉他的门徒说，要把船呢开到水深之处撒网。
Just like how our Lord Jesus told his disciples that they have to go into the deep to cast the net.
当然要开到水深之处啊，是很麻烦的。
It actually is very troublesome to go into the deep.
像今天来说的话，要多增加汽油的钱呢。
In today's term, we have to increase our gasoline money.
我听说那个船的油啊，很贵啊。
I've heard that the gasoline costs for boats are very expensive.
有个信徒有一艘船。
We have a member who has a boat.
大家都很高兴啊，去他家里面哦，就搭船啊，然后他就载着大家去湖啊，这样游一趟。
Everyone is very excited and went to his house to ride this boat, and then he took them in a lake.
游回来以后，大家就屁股拍一拍就走了。
And afterwards, everyone just left.
他说啊，他们不知道我这趟一趟下来，我这个油已经耗掉$600了。
He said that they didn't know that actually just this ride cost $600 in gas money.
所以要把船开到水深之处，第一个你要这个汽油钱要花费很多啊。
So the first thing is, in order to go into the deep, you have to spend a lot on the gasoline money.
那越深的地方啊，越危险啊。
And also, the deeper it is, the more dangerous it is.
所以这个很多人不愿意做啊。
A lot of people are not willing to risk their life.
但是主耶稣告诉我们要往那里去啊，水深之处。
But our Lord Jesus told us that we have to go into the deep.
所以我们不要怕麻烦，不要怕浪费时间，不要怕耗体力。
So we should not be afraid of troubles or wasting time or exerting our energy.
也不要怕耗费我们的心思。
And also we should not be afraid of putting our hearts.
很勇敢的啊，到水深之处撒网。
But to bravely go into the deep to cast the net.
最后一个是收网。
And the last is to collect the net.
就是要收获了。
That is to collect a harvest.
圣经告诉我们，有的撒种的必然欢呼收割。
The Bible tells us that those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
那零五千的跟零两千的这些仆人呢，他们也能够享受天国的快乐。
Those who receive the 5 talents and the 2 talents shall enjoy the blessing of heaven.
因为他们是经过劳力去耕耘的。
Because they have labor and manage.
收网当然会收到一些大小不同的鱼啊。
Of course, when we collect the net, we would get fishes of different sizes.
并不是所有的鱼啊都能够用得上场的。
And maybe not even all the fishes would be used.
有些可能不好的鱼啊。
There might be some bad fish.
那这个谁来分辨呢？
Then how do we tell?
圣经说，他天使啊，他会分出来。
The Bible says that the angels will distinguish them.
他会把恶人从义人当中啊挑出来。
They would actually separate the evil from the good.
这个让人很想不通，义人哪有好什么恶人呢？
And we may not be able to understand how did they distinguish the good from evil.
但是在义人当中，可能也有藏着一些恶人啊。
But it is possible that among the righteous that there are those who are evil.
好像我们现在的教会是开放的，开放式的。
Just like our church today, it is open to everyone.
大家都可以来。
So everyone can be here.
你只要说了，我相信教会所传的十个信仰。
You can just only say that I believe in the basic beliefs of the church.
就能够接受洗礼啊。
Then you would be able to be baptized.
但洗礼以后。
And after you're baptized.
是义人还是恶人呢？
Whether you are righteous or not,
天使会来分别。
There shall be a day when the angels shall come and discern.
所以我们要经常保持着义人的状态呀。
Therefore, we need to keep our righteousness.
因为义人呢，可能会变成恶人的。
Because even as righteous one, we may turn into evil.
那一天啊，天使自己会来处理。
And that's the day when the Lord Jesus, when the angels will come and take care of us.
当然，收网的人呢，就是只管收获了。
And as someone who collect the net, we are only in charge of bringing the net back.
因为啊，主耶稣告诉他的门徒说：“我要让你们得人如得鱼。”
The Lord Jesus said to his disciple that I will make you fishers of men.
他说我们一定要舍网。
Therefore, we need to leave our nets.
要洗网。
To wash our nets.
要捕网。
To mend our nets.
要撒网。
To cast our nets.
那他说网就说歌。
And to collect our nets, which is to collect our harvest.
这个是一个传福音的基本的原则。
These are the basic principles of preaching the gospel.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing him.
124首
124